Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 2 Corinthians 9. Now about the service to the saints. There is no need for me to write to you, for I know your eagerness to help, and have been boasting to the Macedonians that since last year you in Achaia were prepared to give, and your zeal has stirred most of them to do likewise. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove empty, but that you will be prepared just as I said. Otherwise, if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, to say nothing of you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you beforehand and make arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. This way, your gift will be prepared generously and not begrudgingly. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each one should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not out of regret or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your store of seed and will increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will produce thanksgiving to God. For this ministry of service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but it is also overflowing in many expressions of thanksgiving to God. Because of the proof this ministry provides, the saints will glorify God for your obedient confession of the gospel of Christ, and for the generosity of your contribution to them and to all the others. And their prayers for you will express their affection for you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is God's word. Though they had many spiritual problems, the Corinthian church apparently had some level of generosity for the Lord's work. And I say that because Paul wrote these words in verses 1 through 2a. There is no need for me to write to you about this service for the Lord's people, for I know your eagerness to help. And so that's what Paul wrote, expressing his understanding of their generosity. Nevertheless, Paul did teach in this chapter some principles about giving to the Lord's work. Perhaps he was nervous that the Corinthians might not be as generous in reality as they claimed they would be. That's kind of indicated in verses 3 through 5. But with that preface out of the way, Paul reminded them of an important life principle. You only get out of something in proportion to what you put into it. And we see that in verse 6. If you have a bag full of seeds, but only plant one of them in your garden, don't be surprised if one plant, or fewer than that, grows out of the ground. That's how farming works. You reap in proportion to what you sow. Having said that, Paul urged the Corinthians to give freely from their hearts, not because it was the right thing to do at the time, but because they loved the Lord and loved his work. We saw that in verse 7. Interestingly, Paul goes on to tell the Corinthians that God would bless them according to their giving. We saw that in verses 8 through 11. And the blessing Paul had in mind must have had a financial component to it, at least, because verse 11 says, "You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion." That statement is not teaching the prosperity gospel, which claims that you will get rich if you give enough of your money. But if your heart is right in giving, according to verse 2, the passage says in verse 10, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." In other words, if you give happily in faith, God will not only see to it that your needs in this life are met, but he will reward you in eternity. Now, if that's true, then why do so few Christians give 10% or less of their income to the Lord's work? The answer is a lack of faith. The lack of giving comes from fear that if I give too much money to God's work, I won't have enough money for my life. That's similar to a farmer saying, "But if I plant all these seeds, I won't have enough left to eat." But to borrow a phrase from our world, you are eating your seed corn instead of planting it to produce a lot more corn in the future. You have to have faith that A, God will make a harvest out of the seed money that you give to his work today, and B, that he will provide for your needs in the meantime. Do you believe that? Does your giving to God's work show that you believe it? The harvest may not arrive for you until eternity, but be certain of this: the Lord of the harvest will reward you if you plant financial generosity for his work in this world. So how's your giving? Is this an area of your life where you need to learn some generosity or discipline yourself financially to be a consistent giver? Let this passage cause you to think about that aspect of your walk with God. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address there to receive these devotionals in your email. You can also subscribe to these devotionals as a podcast in Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And if you'd like to help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about how to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.